Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Sohegan Wood Products' two core plugs feature superior crush strength, helping paper companies reduce loss claims for pennies per roll. See their ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com. This column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. The title of this column is How Well Do You Know Your Territory? And here's what Jim has to say about that question. You've got to know the territory. As I remember it, this was a song sung by a chorus of some erstwhile salesmen in the Broadway show The Music Man. If you're a mill manager or a department manager, it is your responsibility to be a walking encyclopedia about your territory and all that is in it. You've got to know your territory. A pop quiz any day in your morning meeting should yield, without notes, answers such as digester capacity, paper machine top speed, refiner HP tons per day, if in the U.S., and metric elsewhere, capacity for each cleaner bank, and so forth. You and your team need to be so enthusiastic that these figures accurately trip off the tongue without thinking. If you don't know them, you are most likely a sleepwalking manager. If you are really good, you will know the balance speed of all your major rotating machinery, too. Some think of management by the classical definition, allocation of scarce resources. Others see it as purely a people motivation exercise. Both are valid, but incomplete looks at the complexity of operating a mill. I once knew a manager who thought it was a badge of honor that he knew nothing technical about his area of responsibility. The only thing fixed about your operation is the equipment and process systems, tankage, piping, and controls that link it all together. A very large portion of your job as a manager is to optimize the use of this equipment and these process systems. How can you possibly do this if you do not know what their capabilities are? Can you draw accurate flow diagrams of your mill, noting and labeling the capacities of the process equipment without reference to any documents? Your best competitors can. They know their mills and know them inside and out. You and your direct reports should know this for all portions of the operation for which you are responsible. If you don't know this information, where do you start? Well, you start by gathering P&IDs, that is, process and instrument diagrams, operating manuals, operating training software, and anything else that may be applicable. Break your direct reports into departments or smaller units if you are a department head, and go to school on this stuff. Now, classroom time is good and essential, but it is no substitute for wandering out in the operation and putting your hands on everything. You have to see it physically in order for it to stick in your mind. Set a timetable. 10 weeks is reasonable to learn all this information, and stick to 10 weeks no matter what happens. Catastrophes, unscheduled downtime, and all. No excuses. You should have it committed to memory in 10 weeks. Have some fun with this. Have some pop quizzes in your morning meetings. And don't ask all the questions yourself. Let others do this, too. When do the pop quizzes start? Right away. When do they end? Never. If you have been experiencing poor operation, wild swings, and unscheduled downtime, adopting this approach is one of the strongest steps you can take to move things to a higher and more consistent level of performance. Don't delay. Start today. Make sure you know all you can about safety issues. Take that attitude to your operations, and your part of the mill will not only run better, but reinforce safety, too. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.